go.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
Loud noises!
I know kung fu.
This is madness!
Where are you?
Hey everyone, and welcome to episode 190 of the 8-Bit Geek. You know, the 8-Bit Geek is a lot like your first time making love to a woman or a man. It's awkward, you don't know, you know, what you're doing. Sometimes you may miss the hole or the pole. It's just really unpleasant. But as time goes on, though, you get really good at it. We're still waiting to get really good at it, you know, at podcasting. I'm Jeremy, and with me today are two men whose first time is every time.
Doug. Hey, you know what, though? Real quick, though, that wouldn't be terrible. Like, what if, like, your first time or every time was, like, the first time? Can you imagine that experience every time? Like, that sense of, like,
Well, for you, for you, it's good. For her, it's not. Maybe if she's experienced...
Not the and then just immediate, like, finishing, but just that, like...
No. The feeling of you being inside.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, I know that feeling. I experience it every once in a while.
I don't know. There's only so much apologizing I can do, really. That's like a weird, like, living life like a Groundhog's Day, just apologizing day after day.
But yeah. Imagine how, like, if you could remember it like Groundhog's Day, imagine how good you would be from doing it.
So now we're gonna throw crying into it now, is what you're saying.
Wait, so you would apologize and then start crying like every other day?
The other way around, really. I'm apologizing because I'm crying. Let's just not talk about my first time. All right?
No, I want to dive into this real quick. This is good information. Kev,
by the way, my name's Doug. How's it going?
Nope.
Kev,
nope.
Kev, when did you pop your little cherry?
What's today?
23. He was 23.
Wow.
When did you lose your virginity?
Lost it when I was 20.
Oh. Ah, damn.
You're... I know, I was a late bloomer.
You know what?
I remember you saying something about being in your 20s, and that's why I went with 23.
I was like 28. I was like, this got to happen sooner or later.
5 years ago.
6 years ago?
And then I finally got a full-time job, so I was able to afford that lady of the night that I was eyeing for the last 8 years.
That was a surprise.
Doug, how old are you?
How old is I?
Don't you fucking say. He's like, 12. 12.
12. You're like 12. No.
Babies.
18.
18. Okay. So we've got some pretty respectable people here. Mine was 17. Mine was 17.
Oh, here we go. He's always got to top us.
No.
What? Jeremy's always going to be on top of us. What?
Well, yeah. I mean, you haven't shared a room with him, have you?
Yes,
I have, but that never happened.
Many a times.
Oh, you're lost.
Ratty Magic says, I hate this question. Oh, he was 13.
He said he was 13.
Damn. Yeah,
put him on blast, everyone. There you go.
Well, he said it in chat.
He said it in the chat. Like,
now all of Spotify and Audio Boom is going to hear that. They're going to be like, I'm going to look him up, and I'm going to see if he was hot at 13, if he was bangable.
Are you asking?
Well, no one was actually going to do that until you said so, Kev.
Yeah.
Well,
you put it in everyone's mind.
My bad.
Yeah. Oh,
so how
shit.
How about them sports teams, eh?
On a cricket pitch.
Oh.
Damn, son.
For real? Let's go there. Where? Where was it?
Whilst on crutches.
Damn.
Fucking on hard mode.
That's some fucking game.
Mm-hmm. So let me get this straight. Were you standing up on the crutches or were you laying down?
Or were you using the crutches as like a weird sexual device, like a bonus?
Oh, what?
You get points for that.
Well,
yeah, dude. I mean, especially if you're playing cricket while you're doing it. So,
Doug, where was your first time?
Why are you laughing? Really?
Oh, why are you Googling it?
Googling it. I have to look and see.
Is there a video of it?
He's like, let me look it up.
It ain't there. In a bathroom.
In a bath? What? Where? Yeah, what bathroom? In your house?
Jared's bathroom.
Someone's house.
In a Burger King? In Ed's.
Dude, I once got busy in a Burger King bathroom.
No, I've not had sex in any of Ed's bathrooms.
Yet.
I'll say that.
Kev, where was your first time at?
I was in an apartment. Nothing special. I was really drunk.
Oh my god, how vanilla are you?
Jesus. Yeah, she got me. She got me wasted.
She got wasted.
She got me wasted.
Oh,
that's what I said.
She was trying to get back at her boyfriend or her ex-boyfriend, and she was trying to make herself look better, so she chose me. And I wasn't one to turn down. Plus, I had a lot of free drinks that night, so it was great.
Good.
From what I remember.
Hold on. Are you sure you're not just telling us the plot of a movie?
Yes. My life is Can't Hardly Wait.
Or yeah.
That was the director's cut.
I was going to say, or an episode of like One Tree Hill or some shit. Just.
I was a rebound. That's true.
Mine was in the backseat of a Volkswagen. And it was at the zoo at nighttime.
So what? You're the asshole for fashionable male?
Well, so here's the scary part. So we went into the parking lot.
Here?
No. Okay. This was up in New York. So we went into the parking lot. We figured that was a good place. We started doing the thing. All of the windows got fogged up. But then up drives a truck full of like young 20s screaming and hollering behind us, and then they peeled off, and then we were like, well, we're done now. So that was my experience.
So did you come or what?
More importantly, did she
no, both of us did not
have any of them though, Jer.
Damn.
No.
This is a very mature episode of the 8-Bit Geek.
Hey, no. Hey, we both have kids, so one of them had to.
That's not how that works.
Yeah, huh? That's what my mom said.
Well.
Okay, so if you like our topics, you can always subscribe to us and rate us on iTunes. Also, we want to give a big shout out.
Subscribers on that one.
No, we just gained.
I want to know how many. I want to see our numbers just plummet after this.
No, they're going to be like, they're going to be like, more of that, please. Also, you can check us out on our home station of Audio Boom. They hook us up in our airwaves for free, so you gotta listen there. Please do that too. Actually, you can listen anywhere because that's where it comes from. Stitcher Radio, Google Play, Spotify, anywhere, and of course live here on Twitch every Monday night. We have some other shows you can check out on our network, on our website, www.the8bitgeek.com, 8-Bit Legends, Divas Dropkicks and Dives, and Brainberry Tarts. Also coming soon is on November 4th is 8-Bit Saga. On Friday, 8-Bit Saga is coming out. You should go follow them. Doug and I are part of that, and he's running that podcast. It's a D&D Star Wars podcast. We've had some early reviews come in, and according to Caleb's father,
yeah,
Caleb's dad, it's funny as shit. So you should definitely listen in. Also, you can support us on Patreon. It pays for a little bit of overhead for us to go to new shows. As you can see from up above, we have a goal that we're trying to meet to go to Alamo City Comic Con next year. 5,000 is our lofty goal because we want to do some big things. So if you want to know what that money goes towards, we will let you know over at Patreon. And, of course, you can just ask us. We're pretty transparent about that stuff. But costs money to go there, costs money to give stuff away. Let's get into some misconnections. Let's have some fun, okay? And you know, I used to have this little thing that I'd read off every week for misconnections, and you would think that I would remember it by now. I haven't. It's not. But
every now that it's not there, you don't know what to say.
Well, no, I just wanted to be proper and not fumble over my words, you know, and be like, we do this thing because. So every week we take real ads from the misconnection sections of Craigslist. We read them in funny voices. They're completely real. We don't edit them in any way unless they're completely inappropriate. Like
even then,
far off the deep end. Like, it takes a lot for us to edit these and to switch out a word or two. But we definitely can't make this stuff up.
Boy sees girl. Boy is interested in girl. Boy awkwardly stares at girl from across the room. Boy never approaches girl. Girl leaves. Boy swears they are meant for one another. Boy turns to Craigslist for help finding girl. 8-Bit Geek steps in. Welcome to Misconnections.
You ever take a drink of water and like it's a big chug, but then like somehow it hurts your chest a little bit?
Ooh. What kind of water are you drinking?
Whew. Like it just went down like the wrong tube or something and it like it hurt. But then I took another one. I'm good now. Hey, is our best bud around?
I'm already here tonight, fellas. It's late and this boy has got a date.
Whoa.
Ooh, okay. Well, let's hear about it.
I'm taking out this chick. Her name is Betty Palm, and I'm taking out her and her five sisters.
Oh wow, that's something there.
Well,
slow night, huh, for you?
Real slow night. Yeah. So, what do you got for us this week?
Wow.
Tonight is someone I'll be thinking about tonight is the hula hooping dog park workout chick.
Mm-hmm.
Riverside. It's a male looking for a woman, clearly. So, this goes out to this workout chick. Hey, you used to bring your small dog to the park near UCR by downtown. You'd slam on a pair of big old school headphones and rock out seemingly in your own world with the hula hoop going crazy like a pro.
Huh.
Never caring enough to stop your routine to give a second about the negative or positive stares and inner thought bubbles being formed by those in your presence. I love that about you. I am wondering what happened to you. You used to come every time I did and go to your corner to get your super freak on.
What?
I say that jokingly, Kev.
Okay. All right. I miss you.
Wait, do you miss Kevin or do you miss the hula girl?
Both. I miss you, hula hooping dog park workout chick. Anyone else know who this was? If so, hit me up and let's talk about her entertaining ways. If for some super random chance, by way of coincidental statistics, you do see this, I miss you entertaining me.
Can you say statistics again?
Statistics.
Okay.
Swisher sweets. I miss you entertaining me. I'll still be on the lookout, though. I'm convinced you're gone. Yours truly, Sean Pennis.
Sean, what happened to this chick, man? How long has it been since you've seen her?
6 months.
Oh, it's a long time. You think she's dead?
I think maybe I got too close last time, and I think maybe she goes to a different park.
Okay.
Are you still allowed in said park?
Well, yeah, I am, because I dress in different outfits every time I go.
Okay.
Sometimes I have a mustache. Sometimes I wear a hat.
Incognito.
Yeah, but sometimes you just, especially when everyone's seeing you all the time staring at women, so you gotta kind of switch it up a little bit so you don't think you're some sort of weird creep.
It's true. Speaking of weird creeps, I seem to have left my window open.
Oh, no, no, no!
Hey guys, how's it going?
Fuck my life.
How's it going? Hey Kev. Hey, did I just hear my best friend in the whole wide world?
Oh shit, Marky Mark!
Hey, what's up, bro?
Oh, what's up, man?
What's you been doing, okay?
Oh, just hanging out in parks.
Oh my god, what park you going to? Because I'm going to some parks over here. Let me tell you about this one park I went to, okay? There was this chick who was like hula hooping all the time. And she was the finest motherfucker right there.
Oh shit, are you talking about the park on Riverside?
Are you kidding me right now? You go to that park?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah,
Where do you hang out? I don't see you there.
Oh, I'm the park bench.
Holy shit, I'm the elm.
Holy shit. I can't believe it. I see you every time. I didn't even know it was you.
Too.
That's amazing.
That's crazy.
Were you there about 6 months ago looking at the hula chick?
Was I? Did you not notice the elm tree sneaking ever closer to her?
I just thought the wind was moving you. I was in a movie like that once.
were the earth trying to kill you?
Yeah, that shit was a documentary.
I don't think so.
Well, you know, tomato, tomato. Listen, I've got something to tell you guys too now, okay? It was at the Fetish and Freakas balls. No, oh, sorry. It's a ball. Just one ball. Oh. It was at the Hard Rock, okay? I was in Vegas this weekend. Let me tell you about it, okay? There was this chick wearing an R2-D2 dress, okay? I went to find my friend. Once I found him, I came back looking for you. We eye-fucked the shit out of each other. Like crazy. Like, I looked across the room, she looked at me, she took her panties off, and then I fucked her right there on the floor in the Hard Rock. Wow. I was playing the slot machine.
Aren't you married?
Yeah. Hey, tell me what costume. I'd like to meet up tomorrow, okay?
Was it C-3PO?
What? Yeah, I was dressed as
a robot.
Wait, were you there too?
I was in the R2-D2 dress.
You son of a bitch.
Well, this is awkward.
It wasn't a dress. I was just dressed as R2.
That was the greatest R2-D2 dress I've ever seen. And you pulled it off really well. Hey, I got to tell you something. Sean, you got the best legs I've ever seen on a man.
Well, thank you. I'm a swimmer, so I keep them nice and shaved. Also, it helps you blend in as a tree if you don't have leg hair.
I'm speechless.
Hey, I climb your tree any day.
Oh shit.
Anyways, I gotta get going, okay? I got a movie to shoot.
Alright, I'll see you at the park next week.
Alright, I'll see you there.
Bye, Marky.
Hey Kev, keep it greasy, okay?
Yeah, I will.
Bye. Thanks. Kev, you're up.
That Marky Mark is a crazy man, I'll tell you what. This one. Happy Halloween, everybody, by the way. Just want to say. This one's pigtails at a Walmart. Male for women, hand job. Hanford. Excuse me. Something's on my mind. Damn senior, big hot ass walking around Walmart tonight with your long hair up in pigtails. Should have just fucked the fuck out of you while you were loading shit in you satin. My bad, I was just so horned up I just couldn't even spell your right. I was in a Jeep holding my cock back because I wanted to give you what your husband don't, and that's a public cum shower. I'm 30 this week. Horn up. I don't even know what the hell I meant by horn up. I seen you check me out to ass. I was leaving. What the fuck was I drinking when I wrote this? I seen you check me out to ass. I was leaving. You should have just started to suck my cock. Your Saturn was a champagne color. Your hair was black. You had glasses on and had tattoos in high shorts. Hit me up if you want that pussy eaten.
You feel like, I love how you covered your mouth in disgust.
Yours infinitely, baby. Velvet Jones.
I've never seen you kind of sit back a little bit and
conversations.
Be like, I can't believe this. Look at you.
It was raunchy this week.
Yeah.
It's Halloween. It brings the freaks out and everybody.
You haven't done a Walmart in a while. And so I had to go. We had to come strong. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I always come strong.
Yeah.
I get them pumpkin seeds. Trust me.
Did you guys have a good Halloween? Was there a lot of people who came up to your door?
Nope.
No? Do you do lights off? Doug, do you do lights off? Or people just don't trick or treat?
Lights off, man.
Fuck people, huh?
I ain't got time for this shit. Hell no.
No, we had our lights on. It was pretty cool. There was some adorable costumes and everything like that. People were really nice. We have our dog in a bumblebee outfit. It's really cute.
My dog cannot stand outfits.
Yeah, same.
Our cat can't do it, but the dog is all about it.
Well, cats just don't give a shit about anything, so it'd be
goddamn nihilist.
It'd be difficult to get them in any suit. I've tried.
That sounds awkward.
I've tried a lot. Hey, so I've been pretty sick all day. Sorry, that cough was not like to ham it up. But I went out to this evening, had to support the kid. What I did was a dumb move, though. I decided to dress up and I put on my gorilla outfit. And by the end of it, I felt so fucking bad. Like, I was sweating everywhere. I was exhausted. That shower helped, Doug. Thank you for suggesting that. You were like, hop, get your ass in the shower,
bro. I thought you were going to be like, thank you for throwing it for me.
Thanks for starting the water, buddy.
No, it's just, it always helps. Like, whenever you feel shitty, and also to help cool you down. Like, even if you took, like, a hot shower, so getting out and in the cold air, like, it brings your body temperature down, mm-hmm. and it'll make you feel better, and then also it's just refreshing. Yeah. That's why you do it after you work out and stuff. Like,
Yeah.
Let's see. Speaking of Halloween, Madea has has beaten everyone at the box office for the second week in a row. Mm. It came in number one with $17.2 million, bringing a total of $52.6 million. These movies can't cost a lot to make, so I'm fairly certain that we're going to get another one. Maybe we'll get Boo 2.
I guess there will, yeah.
It was, hold on, let me see. What was the budget? $20 million. So it's already doubled its budget. Yeah, so we'll get another boo. It beat
out, maybe
not
another of that, but we'll definitely get another Madea movie.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's inescapable.
Has Madea turned into the Ernest?
I was thinking Ernest as well, because it was like, you know, a Madea Halloween and yeah. Ernest goes to camp, or like Ernest goes to Gitmo.
Madea has done like Madea Christmas now, Madea Thanksgiving. I feel. Let's see. There was a Madea Christmas, family reunion.
She goes to prison.
She goes to jail.
See?
Yeah, prison.
Ernest has done all of these.
Witness protection. Yeah, yeah. I'm calling that. She's definitely.
Now we just need Madea goes to Gitmo.
I was gonna say. I think her next stop is Mars.
Yeah.
Oh no! When she gets on the Tesla flight.
Yeah, Madea goes to space.
Oh my gosh. How I want to see this movie, but I want it to end up being like was The Martian? Wait, what was the name of that fucking movie with the?
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Jason X
with
yeah, what is
Eddie Murphy, right?
No, what was that movie recently with Matt Damon where he goes to Mars?
The Martian.
The Martian.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I couldn't remember if that was the name or not, but yeah, I want to see that, but with Madea, where she's up on fucking Mars, stranded. And she's got to make poop potatoes.
Oh, she!
I'm breaking plants up here. Hero.
Yeah. Ain't Mars taking me?
Can't believe they left me here on my own.
Motherfucker's gonna get an earful when I get back.
Whoa, Madea, don't swear. Throw some in the swear jar.
Oh, she doesn't swear. I wouldn't know, Kevin, because I've never seen one of their movies.
Nor have I.
I'm going to guess that she probably... Well, I don't know. What is it rated?
And I didn't mean anything racist by saying their movies. One of their movies. I just want to put that out there.
Send out the PR.
No, because we're gonna get a comment. What do you mean by their?
Well, it's PG-13. But...
Oh, so you could drop at least one fuck bomb in
yeah,
there.
Yeah. You're good. You could probably show PG-13 like... You probably show one titty.
Yeah. PG-13 for drug use and references, suggestive content, language, some horror images, and thematic material.
But some horror images is like every Madea movie, though.
Mm-hmm. As soon as she gets on screen.
I think it's ridiculous that, like, they give you a PG-13 because they know the audience is going to be doing drugs while they watch it.
I didn't say
like
it.
Getting fucking
baked. I did not say it. I didn't. That was Douglas.
What?
I'm just saying.
You have to be stoned to watch that movie, otherwise they're garbage.
Okay. Yeah, dude. Well, that's good. Good recovery.
That's acceptable. That was what I originally meant.
Okay,
there.
I just thought maybe you were talking about...
you made it racist, you
slow
racist.
Slow down there, Duck Dynasty.
Yeah. God damn.
Duck Dynasty loves Madea movies.
Donald Trump over here calling these dudes bad hombres.
How dare you turn this around, asshole.
Yeah.
Hey, we're getting a new Rambo movie.
He's got to look just like a ball of clay at this point.
No, but he's not going to be in it. Sylvester Stallone's not going to be starring.
Yeah, read the rest of the headline, Kev. It's right there.
Yeah, it's right there.
Yeah, but they show a picture of him, and I'm like, ah.
Well, because he's Rambo.
Yeah. Like, the older he gets, the more and more he looks like the Toxic Avenger. Like, one eye's up here, the other eye's lowered.
Oh, don't you make fun of him. He's an American legend.
He had a stroke when he was a baby. That's fucked up, dude.
No, he didn't.
Bet.
Word.
Word?
Yeah. I guess we'll see. So this is being treated like every other movie in the world now. It's going to be a James Bond. So they're just going to recast it.
God.
And this is going to keep going because
not stirred.
I hope it's his son.
Does he look like him?
No, I just mean, no, I hope Rambo had a son and it's his son and his son went to Afghanistan and got fucked up and he came home and just became Rambo. And they're like, God damn it again.
I'd be okay with
that. It's the same thing.
Yeah. Oh,
perfect.
Yeah. I'd be fine. I'd be fine with that.
Rambo, the Next Generation.
I'd still watch it. Did you watch
it? As it has the death count of John Rambo, that movie was hilarious. Like, I couldn't take it serious, but all the the killing in that movie, there was like a 60 to 70 body count in there.
That was the last one, right? The one that just recently came out? Yeah, the one where he's in the Jeep and he's like got that machine gun and they're all coming down that hill and he's like...
Yeah, and he's like ripping people in half.
Mm-hmm. That was
and
pretty sick.
And then they released the unrated version. It was like, what the fuck else can you show?
What is happening with Ants in the chat?
She's letting us know why he has slurred speech. It wasn't it was forceps that caused him to have the fucked up everything.
Oh.
Well Toxie fell in a bat of toxic waste, so similar.
Yeah, it's pretty close. I mean,
Wikipedia, so you know it's real.
Forceps.
It's also on his IMDb. I was looking it up. It's the same thing.
Well, I stand corrected.
Yeah.
Well, Jason is coming back.
Yes,
for another reboot.
Because reboots are the thing.
I love the headline here. Taking the Force Awakens approach.
Yeah. Also, Kev.
I mean, they're going to kill his father?
Kev. There's been like 10 Jason movies.
Yes. And this will be the third. This will be the second reboot.
I guess.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like,
Friday the 13th, it was just like on its own and they tried to retell the story. So here we go again, trying to retell the goddamn story.
Well, the last one, I don't think they got it right. Like they didn't do it justice. So it's like, fuck, well, let's get somebody who can. Kind of like Friday, like Elm Street. Like the new Freddy movie, they were like, all right, we're going to reboot it. And they failed. And so now they're trying again. So,
but here's the way I feel about it. Nobody goes to first off, no one goes to a slasher movie expecting a fucking Oscar Wilde, fucking screenplay. This, it's like everyone knows how simple the story is. Hey, kid dies in a camp, drowns in the water, comes back, and he kills everyone. Because he saw his mother die. There you go. First 15 minutes of film. Now let's just kill some teenagers.
Well, this one says that it's going to be unrelenting. Now, if they go back to Crystal Lake and just reboot this thing, I don't see how it can fail. Like, if you know, stick with what works, like Kevin said, keep it very simple. Just come up with some creative kills, and then you're golden.
That's the magic of it. Jason X, no one cared that movie was in space because that had some of the most creative kills in the whole series.
The article says he's going to have a new origin story.
Stop it.
It's right at the bottom.
I've got so many problems with reboots. And you know what I would have loved to see, and this will never happen because Hollywood sucks. I would have loved to see the Jason X storyline continue and maybe even do a cross universe. Have fucking Jason Voorhees versus Jason X. because Jason X was so fucking cool. Did you guys see Jason Friday the 13th Part 10?
Yeah.
Yes.
Remember when he turned into Jason X, like that big metal skeleton kind of thing? It was so cool, and he was in it for like 10 minutes. Like, that's I would true. Like to see a whole movie dedicated just to like fucking like metal Jason.
What if? Hear me out. Alien versus Predator versus Jason versus Freddy. Boom!
Do
biggest
it.
Movie of 2017.
Versus go. The Tyrannosaurus Rex from
no,
Jurassic
shut
Park.
Shut the fuck up, Chair. You're yep. wrong.
It ruined it.
Yeah.
That's the sequel.
That's
the
Dinos in Space.
But, yeah, like I said, dude, just going back to it, just keep it simple and just instead of focusing on rebooting a story that everyone already knows, it's like watching Batman's parents die again. We don't need to see that. Let's just focus on
speak for yourself.
How creative yeah. the kills can
I
be.
Love I love to see it. That. If that's not in a Batman movie, I walk out the fucking door.
It's not a Batman movie at that point.
Exactly.
I don't see Thomas and Martha Wayne fucking eat it, then he ain't Batman.
If I don't see
I need to know why he's Batman. If I don't get to see his parents fucking eat those bullets, then it means shit.
If I don't see pearls, if I don't see a necklace, pearls dropping to the floor and bouncing, I walk out the fucking door. I say I want my money back, and I ain't watching it ever again.
I can't wait to see it again in the Batman. Are you kidding me?
I feel like it's just like Hollywood's inside joke. It's like every time that Paul Rudd would go on Conan O'Brien and bring that Mac and Me clip with him. That is the death of Martha and Damon Wayans.
Hey, Thomas. So I really love the last sentence here in this story. It says, Jason won't pull his punches. He's busy. What's he busy with? He's like, he fucking got a job? He's like,
no, Jason's got to go back to his job at Staples.
He's like, I come out to Crystal Lake to relax on the weekends, and these fucking kids are making too much noise. I got to take care of shit because Monday comes fucking Staples again, and I can't stand this shit.
I've got no more PTO for the rest of the year.
Yeah, and if I'm fucking 5 minutes late, goddamn Greg is going to be up my ass. No,
Jason,
I think you read
Jason,
that sentence
wrong. Do we have
wrong.
To go to HR?
There's a period there, not a comma. I think that's a news where it's just, it's he won't pull his punches. And then, like, then he says, he's busy. He's unrelenting. So it's just going to be that he's just going to be killing a lot of people. It's
no,
not like,
no.
it's like he's not pulling any punches.
Nah.
It's because he's busy.
Nah, I still like the Staples idea.
He's part-time at Staples. Yeah. But then after he gets off of Staples, he's got to go work his other part-time job at fucking Denny's.
Oh, man.
He's got to pull that overnight shift. He's pissed off.
He has to pull the overnight shift. And then he goes home, right, to Camp Crystal Lake, or his cabin off Crystal Lake, and he has to deal with those fucking teenagers over at Camp Crystal Lake that is out in the woods being loud, fucking doing drugs. Like, you know, he ain't got time for that shit. He's
got to be up at, like, 6 in the morning.
6 a.m. comes fucking early. And when you get off work at, like, 1, right, it's just... It's too much. Sorry. Ants just said moons over my hammy, and that made me laugh.
I'm telling you, that we need to write our Jason movie.
It just got stolen. Just like they steal everything else from us.
Is Brad Fuller's listening to this?
Mm-hmm. Muppet Babies is coming back in 2018, which has gotten a lot of people excited. And I, for one, you know, am very excited. I grew up on Muppet Babies. Muppet Babies taught me a lot in life.
I'd like to think it's because we sang the theme song like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah,
and then
agreed.
You know, Hollywood listens to our podcast and they're like, you know what? Let's bring it back.
Oh shit!
People still know this.
All right.
They're not going to be animated. They're going to use real puppets.
That's going to be awesome.
So yeah,
that says it's more likely to be CG than animated.
So when Nanny comes in, she'll be two fucking huge like legs showing up.
I thought I read another story that said that it was going to be puppets.
I wonder if it's going to be like they have that other kids show, like Science something, Science Sam. I don't remember what the fuck it was called. It's a PBS show. But it was a mixture of CG and puppetry that they had a puppet that they created. Like, it looks like just a metal mesh thing. Mm-hmm. And they puppet it. And then on the monitor, they can see the CG puppet reacting to how they're puppeting it. So they can do the eyes and they can do the mouth and like all the things that make a Muppet, but in CG. It was fucking crazy.
I thought that this picture that was on the story, I swear I said that was the official release picture of what of the puppets would look like.
I mean that that could go either way. Those could be CG. Because yeah, that's he looks like a Muppet, but he looks like a Muppet in a CG world. You're right. Fucking crazy.
You're right. Yeah, totally. That could totally be CG. It'd be a good job. I mean, I'm definitely going to tune in. It's going to be very exciting for me. I hope they retain the same kind of fun that it was. I mean, I can't. It's not like I remember what it was fucking about back then, but I do remember having a lot of fun.
Going on adventures.
Yeah, they went on adventures. Remember the Barbabians? That was one of my favorites.
Oh, yeah, they would parody a lot of stuff, too. Like, they would parody Star Wars and all that, and Indiana Jones and all that. Mm-hmm. I remember that. We are getting an Oliver Twist movie, guys. It's a musical starring Ice Cube. Disney's making it. And the director is going to be the director of Hamilton, Thomas Kail.
Well, that dude was awesome on Saturday Night Live a couple weeks ago, by the way.
Who, Ice Cube?
No, Thomas Kail.
Who?
He hosted.
As fuck did not.
Nope.
Who sure was it then? Fuck, somebody
that was Lin-Manuel Miranda, who wrote Hamilton and starred in it.
Oh, okay, that's the one I'm thinking of. Somebody from Hamilton.
Worthless piece of shit.
Oh my god.
Obviously, I never got tickets to see it, so how would I know?
He's everywhere.
You clearly don't pay attention to anything anywhere.
Where?
Because he's been on like Fallon. He's been on all the talk shows. Constantly, he's been in the karaoke with car or
karaoke. Hey, do you think they're gonna put out a DVD of Hamilton once its run is over? Because I'd really like to see it, but I don't have $500 a ticket.
Yes, they're filming something. They filmed something. I don't really know.
Okay, because I really like that's the talk of the town, and when I say the town, I mean the town, and so I really want to watch it.
Yeah.
Hey, I know this is a sad day for all of us.
What? Why?
Someone, one of our favorite.
Oh no! Oh fuck that! No.
One of our favorite directors.
That's actually pretty awesome.
Yeah, if you could at this point when you go edit the show, if you make a note of this, I need you to cue the fucking hallelujah chorus. I need you to say the headline and then just hallelujah. Write that. Okay, do that.
So, one of our favorite filmmakers, he filmed Alone in the Dark, Blood Rain, Far Cry, Rampage, Postal.
Nope.
Whew, Assault on Wall Street. Umbol. Is it Umbol? How do you fucking say his name?
Uwe Boll.
No, that is not how his name is
spelled. In German, W's show up as V's.
Oh,
or
really?
They're pronounced as V's.
Oh. Well, maybe it should be a fucking V then. Uwe Boll.
He's not going to conform to your standards, just like he's not going to make a good movie.
It's just you, Bull.
Yeah, it's just you, Bull. He bowls.
You bowl. I bowl. You bowl.
You bowl. So he's quitting the business. Thank goodness. It's over. It's
fucking riddance. Don't let it hit you on the ass on the way out, you piece of shit.
Wow.
What? Just me?
My question.
I think. What?
My question is, how the fuck did he get to make that many movies?
He probably funded them himself.
I think toward the end he actually did.
Yeah.
and
then every time
him.
Somebody would like criticize his movie, he's like, "Oh, I'm gonna fight you. You want to fight?"
Yeah, he'd be like, you wouldn't know good cinema if it bit you in the rear."
Is he Muppet?
He sounds exactly like that. How did you? Wow, I thought Uwe was in the room.
Hey guys, it's me.
Oh wow, Doug.
I'm Ubel.
Ubel. Well, congratulations on your retirement, you piece of shit.
Hey, can we do a quick?
The greatest movie.
Can we do a quick? Ubel, let's get a quick interview. This is exclusive to the 8-Bit Geek. Ubel, what's the reason that you're retiring at such a young age?
There is just too much pussy in making movies.
What? Wouldn't that be a reason to stay?
No, I was drowning.
Oh, so you had to climb out. Is this a metaphor?
No. Literally. Just so many.
Okay.
Voice. And some of them were nice, but it was a lot of really terrifying ones. Have you ever seen one of my movies in a theater?
No, none of us have.
Have you ever has your movies ever been in a theater?
Blood Rain was.
Now that was a movie that I was behind until they announced you as the director.
Well, that's just hurtful.
Sorry, Ooh. We got to get going, Ooh. But thanks for taking the time, Bull. Mr. Bull, enjoy retirement.
No, that's Dr. Bull to you.
Okay, thanks. Now you're just making things up. Ooh Bull, everybody. Ooh Bull.
Actually, his alternative name's listed on IMDb as Dr. Uwe Ool, whatever Bull. So.
Doctor? Like he got his doctrine in something?
It says doctor, so.
I'm gonna that one.
Can you edit your IMDb like a Wikipedia?
No, you can't. That's the thing. Like that's like most of the stuff has to come from like either you or like your agent or something. So
man.
I'm gonna read up on him real quick and just see. Okay, here's some trivia about him.
While you're doing that, I'm gonna talk a little bit about the Nintendo Switch because we all know you don't care. But more details are gonna be coming out on January 12th. So if you want to know everything that's going on with it, the 12th is when you're going to look out for
it. Wait till 2 months from now.
Yeah. You know, a lot of stuff has been leaking out, though. Like, everybody's been analyzing the video, and then, of course, people from the industry are like the insiders. Multi-touch screen for the touchpad. Interchangeable. I don't know if you saw the picture floating around the internet, but there's an artist who came up with a whole bunch of accessories for individual games. Like Pokemon would have this controller that would be designed for catching Pokemon, stuff like that. You know, it had certain triggers in different places. Just a lot of different layout configurations and stuff, which leads a lot of people to believe that this is going to be priced very low. And so that way they can sell a shit ton of accessories. So a lot of people are saying that it would be the golden price of $199.99 and for the system, because the shield is only about $150, right? Or $200, something around there.
I think it was like $200.
Yeah, and so essentially...
Unless it's dropped recently.
So essentially the tech is already there, and the chip is already there. It's already been made. Like, it's, you know, it's all there. Even though it's a custom chip, it's still... built on the same architecture. So I think that this thing has a good chance of being really cheap, so they could move them, and they said that they're still going to make a profit off of it, off of each sale. So interesting. We'll have to see. January 12th, mark it on your calendar.
Mark it, Ants. Wait, don't. No, never mind. Don't mark that.
January 12th, mark it. Let's see.
Doug, hey guys, he actually did have a doctorate. So
this motherfucker.
That's a doctor to you.
What? We gotta go, Dr. Ball.
Literature.
Oh, really? Because he wrote those movies.
Was script writing.
Which doesn't explain why my scripts are so bad.
That
you started turning into Homestar from Homestar Runner.
I'm a song from the '60s.
Homestar,
nobody? Fuck off.
I know. I was just doing
we all know it.
Yeah, I was just doing the email song.
I don't agree with you on your dumb opinion.
Well, that's a normal episode, then.
Aww.
Par for the course.
Kevin,
the ugly one!
Right, Teen Girl Squad?
Yes.
Thank you.
So big Windows 10 gaming news.
Which is hilarious, saying Windows 10 and gaming news in the same sentence.
Yeah. Also, right after I said the ugly one.
Yeah. Hey-o. That perfect.
Hey-o. There's the creator's update is going to be coming out, which is, I think, 10.2 or some shit. I don't know if they're numbering them. But they are bringing broadcasting audio improvements. Oh, audio improvements. Nice.
Yeah, then we'll see how that works.
Holy shit. Did you not read the headline before we did the show?
No, I was just making a comment to how bad the audio shit has been in Windows 10 so far. They're bringing tournaments and more to Windows 10. And so they're, what the fuck is it? It's called Beam. And they, is that a thing still right now? What the, I've never even heard of Beam. I thought it was like a, I thought it was like a social media, fucking another social media platform, but it's not. It's a streaming service, and they've partnered with them instead of Twitch. I don't know why, because Twitch is the number one platform. I don't know. Did they buy Beam? They probably bought them.
They probably bought.
They probably Beam, bought them. And so,
it's just crazy to me because it's like you guys, you saw. You saw YouTube try to do this, right? Like you saw
exactly.
Google tried to do this.
I mean, and Google threw fucking money at people, like a lot of money at these stars, and they were like, move to YouTube, and we'll pay a shit ton of money. They did it and still failed. Like people didn't follow those people.
Like yeah. I know some people still use it, but like, I mean, I know streamers who literally. Like went and they're like, okay, yeah, we'll go get a shot. I already do YouTube videos. I get paid from YouTube through advertisements. It's great, all in one place. Did it for like 2 months, and we're like, no, it's terrible. The chat's terrible. The integration's terrible. The like all this shit, like it's the worst. It's so stupid and all and this nonsense.
They'll like so if you play music during your stream, they'll get you on like you'll get like strikes.
Yeah. Which then can hurt like you making money and stuff. And then on top of that, it was like people were getting hit for music from video games while they were fucking streaming said video game. Mm-hmm. And it was like, but I'm streaming the fucking game. Like that's the whole fucking point of this.
Yeah.
Might as well stream it muted.
Yeah, and there were some people that were also getting in trouble because after it streamed, it would catalog the video and they would get in trouble for having like cutscenes and stuff from games or whatever. Cause it was like, oh, you're still in the content of our games. And just, and it's like,
it's your game. Yeah. YouTube has some of the worst bots who go out there and just flag everything like that.
I won't even stream on YouTube anymore. It's just Twitch. And then I tried yesterday the Blizzard app with Overwatch.
Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook. Yeah. And which it's good in theory because you're streaming to your Facebook friends. So you have like a whole new audience, people that normally wouldn't tune in.
But those motherfuckers don't care.
No, I was having some new people in there.
I did see someone put comment on it, like, I didn't know you gamed, at which point I wanted to be like, well, then who the fuck are you?
The only downside is, like, the quality was shit. Even on HD, like, it's still very, like, pixelated, like, very the graphic degradation. So that was a little bit of a letdown. Also, when I tried to keep my, like, the comments on the side, and I don't know if it was because I didn't do Windows borderless. I did a full screen on Overwatch that everything would freeze in Facebook. So I wouldn't see any comments. So I had to actually open my cell phone to see live comments.
Mm.
And you said you're about 10 second lag. So it didn't matter to that. I mean, and, you know, that's par for the course these days, but that was my biggest complaints was, like I said, just comment system. And then the fact that it looked like absolute shit, which is surprising coming from Blizzard, because Blizzard always takes their time to release a quality product, and it seems like this one just got pushed out the door.
Yeah, I don't know. Facebook wouldn't be the place to go for me. Like if I was a company looking to stream stuff, I don't know. It's just built. I know you have a lot of people who follow you because of your YouTube channel and stuff, Kev. But like me and most people use that shit for family and everything who don't give a fuck about video games anyways. Like maybe
but you can still post it as public and like you can have people come in.
That's true. But I don't know. Once again, Twitch is the home of streaming for games.
Yeah.
Like that's just
no, I mean, that's the gold standard right now.
Yeah. And so back to Beam, though. Beam is I just don't feel like it's going to catch on. I don't feel like it's going, especially because it's not customizable. They're trying to make it so it's just a one click. It's going. It's built for the average gamer who wants to stream but doesn't know how, and how to use things like OBS or anything. But at the same time, it's just like you can't do anything with it. Like it's just a chat.
And a couple of other things, real quick. No one uses Windows Gaming or whatever the fuck it's called. Like that can just fuck right on
it's
off.
Awful.
So you probably can't. I'm gonna assume you probably can't do like Steam. I'm gonna guess.
That's what I'm assuming.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good guess. Since it's baked into Windows, it has to use the Windows Xbox
overlay.
Live or overlay
and then,
or something.
And then another thing, because they said it was like a hotkey that you could just hit and it would just like start streaming.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. We'll see. But another thing is, I'm sure you guys watched the presentation of it, and they were showing like, oh, I'm going to play this racing game. You know, and I'm talking to the audience. Oh, look, someone just, you know, and all of a sudden you're like, hey, look at the chat. And it's like, oh, look, someone just alerted me to look at the chat. Because it gives them,
it
like,
was going ding, 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 ding.
Yeah. Well, because it gives the viewers, the audience, like, the audience that are watching the ability to, like
poke you.
Like, what are they called?
It's like a poke.
Yeah, like a poke.
Yeah.
Like, essentially just be like, you know, either, like, ooh, do this, ooh, do that. Like, it would give them options of things to, like, say, so they don't have to type anything.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like, oh, my God. All that's going to do is just, like, annoy the fuck out of people. Because you're going to be in there, and it's just going to be the whole chat, just the whole time, just, hey, pay attention to the chat, hey, pay attention to the chat, hey, pay attention to the chat, constantly, constantly, constantly. Like,
there's got to be some kind of governor on that.
That, hopefully, right? That is fucking stupid if there's not. Because otherwise, that's all it's going to be, are people abusing that just to
just,
fuck with
yeah,
their
spamming
friends.
It, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, the people who donate and go www for, like, 3 minutes.
That's fun. They also...
Does this already exist? What? Ryan says, try it out. Launch a Steam game and hit Windows G.
I don't think that is a thing yet.
What? Hold on. I just
this app can't be recorded.
It's going to be like, thank you for restarting your computer. Updates are now pending.
Yeah, here's the go. You launch Steam and then you hit Alt F4.
What's Windows?
Doug has dropped the call.
Yeah, hello,
no,
Doug.
I'm trying to figure out what the fuck is going on. Like, something keeps popping up, and every time I like look at it, it disappears.
What is
I'm
it?
I'm like, I don't know.
Oh my God!
This app can't be recorded.
That's the game bar.
Yeah, the game bar. You can get that with the Xbox One controller. If you hit the X in the middle, it basically brings up the game bar.
Mine doesn't work. It doesn't do anything.
I think I have to have a game open.
Here, try taking your shirt off and see if it works. It's not my rules. It's Microsoft.
It's Microsoft's rules. Okay, so they also announced that $300 VR headsets from its partners that will hit the market next year. So more so from Acer, Asus, Dell, HP, everybody's in the VR race now.
Yeah.
So. I don't know how good they're going to be, but
for $289, I mean, well, it's interesting because I wonder. I mean, I thought they were working on this HoloLens stuff. Wasn't that some kind of VR?
No, that has always been a developer side because it's like $3,000. And they announced that they probably will never bring that to market, and it's just like a dev thing to show off the technology, kind of like that big ass table that they announced years ago. It's essentially what they were envisioning for.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
For now with the studio, and you know, it was just, this is our future tech, and then a few years later now we have it in the studio. So I think that's the same thing. I think Holotech technology will come, just not in the form that it is now.
Yeah.
Are you talking about the HoloLens? Yeah. Sorry. I have friends that work at Microsoft that are still working on the HoloLens, and they just announced a whole bunch of stuff like a month ago about the HoloLens and stuff, and that it's supposed to be coming out next year.
Really? Because that is totally against everything that I have been reading. But I mean, they work at Microsoft, so
they work. They work there. They like are one of them worked with. There was like a Star Trek thing. But they worked with what's his name? Sulu. Yeah,
Sulu 51.
No, Sulu. Sulu. What's his name?
George Takei.
Thank
George
you. Takei. Yep. Yeah, they worked with him on. And then they're the ones that do like the one of the things they worked with him on is like they have this where you can like put stuff in like the room with you.
Mm-hmm.
So like a zombie or like a unicorn or whatever. They recorded George Takei and a whole bunch of stuff. So you can like put a little George Takei on your desk. Like, this is, like, a month ago.
Oh, my.
Yeah, and it's him just, like recording all this stuff, and then he just holds a say and stuff. It's pretty crazy. And they've posted pictures, like, using them.
I definitely want to see more info. Like, I want to – it'd be cool to see what kind of price that they're going to come out with and everything. I think the technology is really awesome, and it that is probably the best for, like, if you have a family – because in VR, you know, you're kind of shutting everybody out, but with the Halo lens, I mean, you can still be engaged with them while enjoying your VR experience or interactive AR experience.
My office door just opened for no fucking reason.
What?
It is Halloween.
I'm going to close that real quick.
Anything can happen on Halloween.
Oh, shit. Goodbye, Doug. R.I.P.
Yep, and that was the last we saw of Doug.
Well, we'll need a new host now. Let's see. The last story we have here is that Evolve the development has halted.
Yeah.
They went free to Turtle Rock went free to play with their title. Everything looked pretty good, but nobody bought into the microtransactions, it looks like. So that has died. So we
tried. Remember we tried to stream it one night. And it just wasn't
sucked.
That fun.
It wasn't fun at all. Like the maps were too big, and it just like it was essentially the monster was OP as fuck.
Yeah. Even from the get go.
And it just wasn't a fun game. So even free to play, I mean, there's nothing you can do about a game that just isn't good. Sometimes it works for some games to go free to play, but if a game is just not fun to begin with, it's not going to help.
That's true. I mean, that's what it came down to. It just wasn't fun.
Yeah. But anywho, you guys want to talk about anything else? Because that's all I got.
Yeah. Remember we were talking. Do we want to talk about the EA?
Oh yeah. That was announced yesterday. EA blocked an entire country from access to Origin.
Yeah.
So nobody was able to play Battlefield 1 or Titanfall 2. It's not like it mattered for Titanfall 2 because not a lot of people bought it. But I bought it. I bought Titanfall 2. And so at first I had a lot of buyer's remorse. And I was like, fuck, like this game's no good. So then I started up the single player and that is phenomenal. Really, really great storytelling in that. And it has hooked me. I am really engaged. It's short. But the last couple days I went back into the multiplayer and actually started to get a real good sense of what was going on and what I need to do. My focus was mainly on the kills, but that game is not about the kills when you're playing most of the game modes. It's about playing as a team. And so like the highest person who gets the most kills is like 9 kills. That's pretty average, is like the top. When playing in hard and what's it called, capture the point, whatever they call it. There is like player versus player, like but there's not a lot of people in that mode, so I haven't been able to play a match. It's pilot versus pilot. But I like the point, taking the points anyways, and you get to play with the Titans and stuff like that. So it's really been a lot of fun for me. So I'm definitely happy with the purchase, and it's gotten great reviews across the board. It's kind of the underdog of the season because it landed right in between Battlefield 1 and, of course, Call of Duty. And so when you have those two juggernauts, I'm really surprised that EA decided to release it. I thought maybe they're thinking that they were going to grab both markets. Maybe Battlefield 1, you know, those users are their own separate, you know, base, and then they thought, hey, we'll get the COD people with Titanfall 2, but it just didn't happen. I think Battlefield 1, a lot of people bought into that one. I think even people who weren't fans of the series, they were like, let's give it a shot because this looks fucking dope.
Well, from what I heard too, EA pulled a rare good guy move and did not include a season pass, nor are they going to charge for DLC for future stuff. Is that correct? Have you heard anything about that?
I thought that was for Titanfall 2.
That's what I was talking about.
Yeah, Titanfall 2 is DLC, but they announced that a while back. So yeah, all DLC will be free. I mean, I think cosmetics they'll probably charge for, but there's a lot of stuff to unlock in that game. Like they made a lot of unlocks. So they do have in-game currency. I don't know if they plan on doing anything with that. But yeah, I think that maybe they went in knowing this was going to be an underdog. Maybe that's why they announced all the DLC was going to be free. I don't know.
I mean, it's not a bad idea, especially like you said, all the stuff coming out, and it's choice of release window there.
Mm-hmm.
So
yep.
Now there's certain people in a country named Myanmar that can't play Titanfall 2 or any of their previously purchased items from Origin.
They don't show up. EA came out and said that they're working on it. They're trying to fix it. But as of right now, sorry about your luck. How many people are in that country?
And the thing is, EA is trying to pass the buck on the United States, because what the short answer here, basically, there was a government trade embargo on Myanmar, and that in accordance with U.S. law, basically EA is legally required to restrict online services to residents of countries that are embargoed. So since the U.S. has this beef with Myanmar, anyone who's dealing with them from America has to cease. So basically, it's not EA's fault, they're saying. They're trying to blame it on the United States and this embargo. So until that embargo is lifted, you know, people are getting screwed out of their games that they legally purchased from Origin. And then looking further into it, you think, and this sucks, I mean, when you go to terms of service on gamings, like, you know, like you look at Steam, Origin, Uplay, all of these other ones, you're not buying the game outright. You're actually buying a license to the game.
Yeah.
So, and that's what they're fighting right now, is EA is like, even though you can't get any refunds because you just paid for the license and the license just happens to not be available in this country. So tough shit, go move, you know? And that's the gritty of it. It's just, there's nothing EA can do until this stuff is resolved. So it sucks for the people who live in that country and want to play.
Maybe they fix it on the back end. I don't know. I'm sure there's going to be a kind of a workaround for that. How many people are in that country? Does it say on your Wikipedia page that you're looking at?
No, I'm looking actually from PCGamer.com. So.
Oh, okay.
Let's see, Myanmar.
It's an East Asian country, Southeast Asia.
Mm-hmm.
Do they have
population 2014 51 million.
Fuck.
Yeah, that's legit. And who knows how many of them are actually like PC gamers and stuff, but obviously it's enough to raise, you know, because this story broke on Reddit yesterday morning by a Reddit user Trivial_Sublime, and he was saying that he couldn't play any of his games. He's not originally from Myanmar. I believe he just lives out there now. He could have been stationed with, you know, with armed forces or something, but he's just, you know, he's not a native to that country. But since he's in that country, he has no access to his games. So I'm sure as soon as he leaves, I wonder if it's worth it to him to like spoof his IP, or, you know, like just get like a
VPN.
Yeah, get a VPN, yeah. And then log into EA.
Easy fix.
Well, who knows? I don't really know the logistics of it. I'm not really versed on VPNs, but I'm assuming that would be the thing to do.
So, Kev, I have a question.
Sure.
What do you do at your job?
I do like weird data manipulation. So it's like a cross. It's more like slight light. I say light very lightly. Programming mixed with like kind of just.
They're like Kevin, I need you to put a number 3 at the end of that code. Okay, done.
I'm
I got it. It's all right, is it lunchtime?
It's a weird proprietary software that we use, that so I can't really, and it's not IT related. So I went to school for IT stuff, but it has nothing to do with IT. So.
Okay, I was just curious.
Yeah.
Because I think you've told us that it's like, you're like IT kind of programming stuff. And then you're like, I don't know anything about VPNs. So it's kind of like, what do you do, bro?
I know the purpose of VPNs, obviously. I'm just saying that, like, I don't know how it works in other countries. Like, if you have to, like, I just don't.
It's the same. Like,
magnets,
VPN...
how the fuck do they work?
A VPN is the same around the country. Like, if you have one in Europe, you could log into a USA server and get an IP address. Okay. So
if I wanted, like, if Steam was having a Europe sale, I could, like, basically like VPN into Europe, but I won't be able to play those games on a
Steam is actually pretty smart, and they for some reason it remembers your IP. There's some shit, like I tried to do this already, and it was a no-go. Like they were like, nah, fuck you. They're like, yeah. It's not happening, bro. Anyways, that's our show for the evening. I hope that everybody enjoyed it, and have a happy Halloween. Hopefully everyone was safe and didn't get too many razor blades in their candy, which actually came out to be a myth. Did you guys know that? Like growing up, everybody's parents made a big stink of that, but You know, modern times have shown that there's been no reported cases of any poisonings or any.
No, that's not true. There was a guy in like 1950 something.
There, yeah, just one.
Or 60 something. Yeah, dude. But he did it to his own kids because he owed people a lot of money. So he took out like some life insurance policies on his children. He gave all of them their candy. Only one of them actually ate the pixie stick, died. And then he was like, oh, we got this from some stranger down the street, like someone, you know, a couple blocks over or whatever. And then it turned out not to be true. And like he gave it out to a bunch of other kids also, so it looked like it wasn't just his kids. No one else ate that because it was like a pixie stick. His son died. And then the cops obviously looked into it and were like, that's interesting. Here's a receipt for fucking like cyanide or whatever. Like, that's very convenient. And so it was the room, like the whole thing sparked from this one dude who tried to kill his kids for their life insurance so he could pay off some debts.
That sucks.
Yeah, thanks
to the internet. Listen, thanks to the internet, we have some, that's some good stuff of the internet. We can hunt down and see what's true or not. Well, sometimes.
My favorite thing is, out of all of those myths and everything, they're like, they're putting drugs in your kids' candies. And the biggest myth buster of that is, drugs cost money. Drug dealers, the last thing they want to do is give away free drugs.
I mean, that's how you get new clientele. Start them young.
I need to get that Snickers bar. He gave the full one.
Just saying. Like, you just leave a little fucking note in there, too. Like, come back.
Yo, you want some more? Bring a 20.
Come back to Sugar Sweets.
Come back to give me that 20 spot.
Yeah, just go through your mom's purse. Get her wallet.
$15, little man. Put that shit in my hand.
What's the rest? Sing the rest.
That money doesn't show, then you owe me, owe me, owe. My jungle love.
Owe, owe, owe. And that's it, folks. Follow us on social media at the 8-Bit Geek. And, oh, also, Kev, Titanfall 2 confirmed 60 frames per second does not drop below it. Ever.
On PC or console or both?
Earthing.
On console too?
Earthing.
Well, shit, Sheriff.
Mm-hmm.
I could dig it.
Earthing. All right, I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Hugs, love, and all that bullshit.